The portals were ajar, and through them now came two men. Perfectly ordinary men, not narrow funhouse fellows, as she had rather expected. When they were halfway across the forecourt, a third slipped out and scurried along after. None appeared to be armed, and as the two in front approached the bridge, she was not exactly flabbergasted to see they were identical twins. And the one behind looked the same, Caucasian, fairly tall, long black hair. Triplets, then. Two to meet and one for good luck. They were wearing jeans and heavy peacoats of which she was instantly and achingly jealous. The two in front carried large wicker baskets by leather handles. Put spectacles and beards on them, and they'd look exactly like Stephen King as he was when Eddie and I first met him, Roland said in a low voice.
Really? Say true?
Yes. Do you remember what I told you?
Let you do the talking.
And before victory comes temptation, remember that too.
I will. Roland, are you afraid of him?
I think there's little to fear from those three, but be ready to shoot.
They don't look armed.
Of course there were those wicker baskets. Anything might be in those. All the same, be ready.
Count on it, said she.
3. Even with the roar of the river rushing beneath the bridge, they could hear the steady tock-tock of the stranger's boot heels. The two with the baskets advanced halfway across the bridge and stopped at its highest point. Here they put down their burdens side by side. The third man stopped on the castle side and stood with his empty hands clasped decorously before him. Now Susanna could smell the cooked meat that was undoubtedly in one of the boxes. Not long pork, either. Roast beef and chicken, all mingled, was what it smelled like to her, an aroma that was heaven sent. Her mouth began to water.